Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. With this case, it's General Manager Jason Linnane, who is a very happy man at the moment. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Bear. I'm really good. I'm very happy from a rugby league point of view. 2 from 2, 100% strike rate, top of the table tonight.
Have you secured your grand final tickets yet?
I'm not going to get that far in front of myself just yet. I'll wait and see how it goes the next month or so. We've got the Panthers at Panther Park on Friday night. That's going to be interesting.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on how things go against the Panthers. And let's get down to business. You and I did have a brief chat about this last week. The court case result means that Singleton Council is going back to the election booth.
Yes, mate, it does. I'm in happy mode when I talk rugby league. I'm very disappointed and very frustrated when we get to talk about the shambolic situation we found ourselves in. It's really, really disappointing. And the first thing I'm going to say, because the listeners need to know, and the judge said this in his verdict last week, there is in no way, shape or form has this predicament we found ourselves have any relationship to any of the candidates in the election or the councils. It's purely related to the Electoral Commission's iVote platform failing on the day of the election back in December.
How many people, Jason, used that facility to vote?
Well, across the state, there was a tick over 34,000 people who registered but couldn't log their vote.
Right.
It's a big number across the state, but here in Singleton, we're talking a total group of 55 people.
Can't imagine it's going to make a huge difference at the end of the day.
Oh, that's certainly what we argued in the court. We argued that if we're talking about 55 people, we do note that it was very close in the election on those last two or three people who got on the council. We do note that.
Yep.
But at the same time, we've argued, and we'll continue to argue, even though it's a waste of time now because the judge, and we need to respect the judgment of his honour, we argued that any future election would be more illegitimate because it's going to be done in a completely different environment, a completely different context. You've got voter fatigue. You got the fact that the mayoral contest is not going to be undertaken. It's only because that is only for the 9 council all positions.
Yeah,
and that's a significant departure from what we experienced back in December.
But I reckon the 55 people that used the iVote, they did it because they wanted to do it efficiently and quickly. They're not going to be thrilled with having to go through the process again. In fact, they did it so that their life wasn't going to get mucked around too much in the first place.
Mate, that's a very, very good observation. The other concern that I've got is in our December election, we have around 17,000 people who are eligible to vote. Only 14,500 or so turned up to vote. And of that 14,500, I think there's around 700 informal votes.
So why can't these 55 votes just be counted as informal at that rate?
That's a really good question. It's a really good question, something we posed. And I think voter turnout's going to be low, and that's going to have an impact on the...
Yes.
In my view, the election.
Yep, I thoroughly agree with you. And aside from a lot of people have said the same thing, which is the time for this council is really only going to be 2.5 years. So I think a lot of people would sleep fine knowing that they're going to be able to go through that process in 2.5 years' time.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is already a very shortened term of council.
Yeah.
That's a really valid point. We go back to the court for the orders on the 5th of April. What we do know is from the 5th of April, the next election can't be held within 54 days of that because all the procedural things need to be done.
Yep.
But it has to happen within 3 months. So by our reckoning, that means we're going to be going back to the polls in June. What is it, 27 months from there, we'll be going back to have a full new election.
Yeah.
A tick over 2 years.
With the federal election that is due to be announced any tick of the clock, is there any chance of being able to tie it together there so that if people are going to the polls for one thing, they could do the other one at the same time just to save on costs?
Yeah, no, I like the idea, and we did explore that, but it just won't work because the federal election is run by the federal government.
Yeah.
Local government elections run by the New South Wales Electoral Commission. So complete different systems, complete different processes, complete different logistics.
Right, okay. Sorry, mate, that's the best I got for you.
Yeah, mate, don't worry. We've been desperate. We're exploring every option, and we looked at that, but this year, not going to work.
All right. Well, we will hear more about that as time progresses. Jason, as always, thank you very much for your time. Good luck to your Knights this week, and we'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Bear. All the best to you as well. We're going to need every bit of luck. Where there's light, there's hope, isn't there?
That's very true. See you, mate.
See you, mate. All the best.